for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 28th, 1999. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the teacher of the afternoon.
Now, this is warfare against territorial spirits. It's something that's been on my mind for some time, and I think it's a realm that God is moving me into, and it's not all original with me. Like anything else I do, it's not all original. Okay, let's run the Bible and look at Scripture. Now, first we're going to use Scripture to prepare ourselves for warfare. See, first you have to prepare yourself for warfare, and then you have to get into warfare. Okay, let's go to Joshua 1, 7 through 9. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now Nehemiah 1, 4 through 7. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, Beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. So we confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned, or you might say the sins of our nation. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them, your sins, shall have mercy. Daniel 9:3-6. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly. Matthew 16:23. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. Now let's go to the next chapter, Matthew 17:18-21. Matthew 17:18-21. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 18, 32 through 35. Matthew 18, 32 through 35. Then his Lord, after he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on my fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. If ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother. Luke 13, 11 through 17. Luke 13, 11 through 17. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bound together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced in all the glorious things that were done by him. Whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. That's sort of strong. 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working, the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, to another discern of spirits. 1 Peter 5:8-9. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 John 2:13-16. 1 John 2:13-16. I write unto you fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. Revelations 20:1-3. Revelation 20:1-3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season, that he should deceive the nations no more. Excuse me, that's the scripture. Let's take a look at an application here. Now, what I'm trying to get across to you is the overall preparing ourselves for warfare. And I'm trying to hit the generalities and the highlights. Okay, we must be led by the Holy Spirit, and that's after you have prepared yourself. Okay, in a summary, the leader, right now I'm the leader. Brother Glenn has given me the authority to be the leader, so I am your leader right now of Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. Okay, first you teach. Okay, I'm teaching you. Then I will minister to you. I'll minister what I teach. And then after that, you may want to come up and talk to me, and I will counsel with you. Now, once I have done that to the people, now the people have to go out. You have to discipline your life, and you have to continue in deliverance. Now, let's look at a summary here. Let's look at six basic steps to your deliverance. Identify your problems, number one. Number two, forgive, pray, and get yourself right with God. Number three, break the curses and soul ties on you and your descendants. Number four, cast out your demons. Number five, pray for healing of your soul and body. Number six, discipline your life by changing your way of thinking and acting. All right, now we get into the basis for deliverance. We establish the basis for deliverance. All right, we would pray deliverance prayers, of which there are many. We would break away from ungodly people, religions, and organizations. You would physically and spiritually break away from these. We break curses, soul ties, and demonic ties. Now, demonic ties to me is everything else outside of soul ties and curses. And there are a lot of things out there that tie you demonically. Now, then we get into the ministry. Okay, we actually cast out your demons. Then we loose godly spirits. We can loose the godly spirits, opposite spirits of what we're dealing with from God. We can loose the angels to come and minister to you. Okay, we read deliverance scripture. I have my Bible marked with deliverance scripture. And when the going gets tough, I get my Bible out and I start reading. Because the worst thing they want to hear, they hate to hear the Word of God much more than they hate to hear my words. Now, we would make positive confessions to God with His help. Okay, if you got a problem, you want to confess to God that you're overcoming that problem with His help. So you make it's not an untruthful confession. It's a positive confession that you're going to come out of this problem. Okay, now let's look at another summary. Five steps to cleaning your house. One, seven-way prayer of forgiveness. You forgive your ancestors, descendants, and others. You ask God to forgive and bless them. Ask God to forgive you. You forgive yourself for sins against your body. Ask forgiveness for spiritual adultery. Number two, break curses and soul ties from others, ancestors, and to others, descendants. Break curses of psychic or Catholic prayers. Number three, clean out house of those objects or exercise objects. You do this. Number four, anoint house with oil and cast evil spirits out of house. You do this. Number five, cast demons out of people that came in through curses. Optional. For mass deliverance, see cursed objects and demon infestation. Now, so what you do is you go out and you clean your house and your possessions of cursed objects. It's not unusual for a Christian to be carrying around cursed objects. Okay, then you discipline your soul and your body, and you continue the study and the practice of deliverance. Now, that's trying to give you an overall view of things you need to do. Deliverance is so simple that we have taught little children who are Christians to cast demons out. But the practice of deliverance ranges far and wide. And I've been doing this for 20 years, and I only have a few of the answers. Do it for another 20 years, I have a few more. It's very extensive. It's very simple. Satan has had all this time, say 6,000 years, to figure out how to destroy you. And we can, in our lifetime, figure out all of his wiles. Okay, now let's look at scripture for warfare in the heavenlies. Now, see, first we war. Okay, we're actually in the first heaven. The earth is the first heaven. We war in the first heaven. Okay, now we want to war in the second heaven. Okay? The first part, you know, is more like casting demons out of people, or driving demons away from people, or driving demons out of your house, or getting rid of your cursed objects. Okay, that's the first heaven. Now we want to orient ourselves to the second heaven, and we want to war in the second heaven where the big boys are. Okay, let's go to our Bible and look at some scripture. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. So he had power against unclean spirits to cast them out. Matthew 12:24-29. Matthew 12:24-29. And when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils." And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Or how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house? So you first bind a strong man, and then you spoil his house." Matthew 16:18-19. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 28:18-20. Matthew 28:18-20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded thee, you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Mark 11:22-23. Mark 11:22-23. "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." He shall have whatsoever he saith. Mark 16:15-20. Mark 16:15-20. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And he went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. In my name they shall cast out devils." Luke 9:1-2. Luke 9:1-2. "Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils, and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick." We have power and authority over all devils. Luke 10:17-20. Luke 10:17-20. "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Luke 11:21-22. Luke 11:21-22. "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he come unto him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils." He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted. 2 Corinthians 2:11-10-11. 2 Corinthians 2:10-11. "To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes, forgave it I in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." We're not ignorant of his devices. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. All right, it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Ephesians 1:19-23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19-23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, 10-18. This is really what I found in my study is the main verses. This is the most powerful verses that I found. Okay, chapter 6, verses 10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in an evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Okay, this is against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Colossians 2:15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly triumphing over them in it, having spoiled principalities and powers. Hebrews 1:13-14. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13-14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. 1 John 3:8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Okay, one more. 1 John 5:18-19. 1 John 5:18-19. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness. Now, that's scripture for warfare in the heavenlies. Now, let's look at some comments about that. We wrestle against spiritual forces, not against flesh and blood. This is an organized kingdom with delegated authorities, world rulers, and wicked spirits. We must sound the trumpet, clothe ourselves for battle, take up our spiritual weapons, know your enemy, and attack. Satan has limitations, methods of attack, and schemes. He tempts us, accuses us, and deceives us. Methods for disarming a strong man include researching the past, repenting of all sins, forgiving all others, recognizing God's purpose, ministering with compassion, praying with all prayer, and speaking to the mountain. The boot camp of spiritual warfare is in our local churches, working with the sheep, and ministering deliverance to them one by one. Ground level warfare is casting demons out of people. Strategic level warfare is coming against territorial spirits. God sets the battle plan. We have the authority to pull down strongholds. It was given to the 12, the 70, and to the church. The warfare should be led by those who have spiritual jurisdiction over their territory. We should pull down strongholds. We should bind and loose. Christ Church, through the exercise of her authority, can change the course of history. You should continue in spiritual warfare until victory comes. Be prepared to wrestle with the enemy. Keep your faith. Remain steadfast in prayer and spiritual warfare. Our strength in the Lord is derived through spiritual exercises, daily prayer and Bible study, fasting, fellowship with other believers, praise, worship, our testimony, and walking in holiness. We're dealing with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. Wickedness includes perverseness, greed, witchcraft, occult, cults, false religions, New Age religion, and so forth. Excuse me. We must forgive everyone no matter what they did to us. We must sanctify ourselves as individuals and cleanse the church corporately. After we have cleansed ourselves, we simply speak to the principalities and powers in the authority of Jesus Christ. Put aside jealousy, doctrinal questions, and other factors that separate Christians and churches from each other. Pull down ignorance, fear, and prejudice. Help those who are bound by blindness, disease, poverty, and fear in the mental, physical, spiritual, and material areas. Now, it's real simple. If all the churches would do that, we would control the world for Jesus Christ. No doubt about it. Now, okay, I'm going to begin to put you all into some practice in how to do this. Now, I don't have all the answers. I'm just learning it. But God has given me some of the answers. Okay, listen to this scripture, and I'm going to have you stand up and repeat something. You're going to do a lot of repeating. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. You recognize those verses? Okay, stand up. This is going to be a short one. And repeat after me. I hate everything that God hates.
I hate sin and iniquity.
I hate Satan, demons, and evil forces. You may sit down. Now, the opposite of this declaration is you love the book. Do any of you love what you just repeated?
Yes.
Yeah, praise God. Let me repeat that to you again. I don't think you got the point. I hate everything that God hates. I hate sin and iniquity. I hate Satan, demons, and evil forces. Now, do any of you love those? Do any of you love things that God hates? Do any of you love sin and iniquity? Do any of you love Satan, demons, and evil forces? Okay, I figured you didn't get that. Okay, so basically, we hate these things. You say, well, as Christians, do we have a right to hate? Absolutely. You better hate it or you're going to love it. And you'll do it. Okay, so this is making a statement. This is making a declaration, making a statement. Now, notice this is not a prayer. I'm not leading you in prayers. This is like a command. It's like a statement, a declaration. Okay, now we want to enter into spiritual warfare in the heavenlies. Now, these are commands. They're not prayers. And do you know there's a difference between prayers and commands? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the scripture and see if you recognize it. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, now you can stand up. Now, do you recognize that scripture? Okay, that's part of our scriptural basis. Okay, those are verses that impress me. Now, repeat after me. Seated in heavenly places,
far above evil,
having power over the enemy, we bind and cast down the demonic chain of command,
might, Thrones.
Thrones.
Nobles.
Nobles.
Kings and princes.
Kings and princes.
Over kingdoms.
Over kingdoms.
Principalities.
Principalities.
Dominions.
Dominions.
And powers.
And powers.
Generals.
Generals.
Rulers.
Rulers.
Captains.
Captains.
Centurions.
Centurions.
And strong men.
And strong men.
Rulers of darkness.
Of this world,
and spiritual wickedness in high places. We send legions of warring angels to attack.
We loose the powers of God
to do a mighty battle.
We bind every force of evil
and loose every force of good
that we have the power
and authority to do so.
We break curses,
vexes,
hexes,
spells,
and demonic ties.
We use every verse
in the Holy Bible
that wars against
the demonic forces.
We bind and loose spirits.
We command civil war
in Satan's kingdom.
We loose the love of God.
Price that Jesus paid.
Holy Spirit.
Word of God.
Blood of Jesus.
And cross of Jesus.
Against the forces of evil.
All these things
we do
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Our Lord.
Master
and Savior,
and for the Holy Trinity.
Okay, you may be seated for a real short time.
I'm going to wake you up. One of the biggest problems of this meeting in the afternoon is we eat and we tend to go to sleep. So I like to wake you up.
Okay, I got one verse here that the Lord impressed me with. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I've always been impressed with that verse. I don't really know what it means, but it sounds tremendous.
Okay, so I'm going to apply that verse. Now, okay, this is the first one here is an opening prayer. And we're going to pray, and then we're going to command.
For failure
to align ourselves
perfectly with God's will,
known sin and rebellion,
emotional stress and trauma,
submissions to an ungodly cover,
inherited curses,
worldly art and music,
ownership of unclean objects,
failure to cleanse,
property and places,
failure to tithe,
unforgiveness,
idolatry,
or lack of separation
from the things of the world.
We ask for forgiveness.
Confess contact with the occult.
Close doors to Satan.
Break curses.
Renounce psychic bondage.
Cut evil soul ties.
Loose the mind.
Restore the fragmented soul.
Confess sins of the fathers.
Surrender to Jesus.
And renounce all evil.
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Now, that was a prayer. Okay, we're praying to God. See, when you pray to the Father God through Jesus Christ. Now, these are commands. Okay, now you have prayed. You've got right with God. You're in authority. Okay, now we're commanding. See, all of you are generals. You're no longer privates. You're no longer in jail. You're generals. Okay, you're commanding now. Okay? So, let me hear the commands.
We return curses,
and demons
back to the senders.
We use our weapons,
against the kingdom of darkness.
Satan, we are closing
every door
that you may have opened
in us
from evil contacts.
Jesus Christ
became a curse on the cross
for us,
and blotted out the handwriting
of ordinances against us.
We break the curses
back to Adam and Eve
and destroy legal holds
and grounds
that the demons
have to work in our lives.
We bind the Spirit's power
and loose ourselves
from their holds.
We break demonic soul ties.
We ask for the necessary spiritual gifts,
and especially the gift of discernment
to minister to the people.
We ask for the anointing
of the Holy Spirit
and the authority
of Jesus Christ.
We have been given
power and authority
over Satan and his army.
We send angels with boxes
to separately seal
each demon in.
Chain and gag the demons.
Read scripture to the demons
day and night.
And fill the boxes
with the glory of God.
We loose the angels
to spend the demons' minds
round and round,
to chase and harass,
to bruise,
crush,
and flatten the
heads
of the serpentine spirits,
and to snip off the tails
of the scorpion spirits.
We order the princes and rulers
to be bound with chains
and thrown down
before the other spirits,
and their foreheads
to be written in red letters
that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
We command the lesser spirits
to attack the traitors
in the camp
and throw them out.
We release the spirit
which attacked the Midianites
in Gideon's day.
We command the demons' answers
to stand up in the judgment.
We send the warrior angels
with swords
to chain the rulers
and throw the fire
of God on them.
We ask that the demons
be cut into pieces
and scattered over the dry places.
You're defeated by Jesus
and must obey his commands.
We adopt each other
as spiritual sons
and daughters
and cover them
with the compassion
and love of God.
We use love as a weapon.
We command the demons
to manifest only
as God permits.
We use tongues
of men and angels
to expel demons.
We bind powers over our area.
Break assignments from powers
in the heavenlies
to demons and the people.
And astral legions
of covering angels
for protection.
We bind the strong man
and his spirits in everyone.
The Lord Jesus rebuke you.
We command that you confess
that Jesus Christ is your Lord.
We ask for the leadership
of the Holy Spirit.
We anoint with oil,
symbolic of the Holy Spirit.
We intercede for our loved ones.
We command the ruling spirits
to cast out their underlings.
We command the angels
to assist in the work
of deliverance
as directed by God.
We break evil curses.
We break evil curses.
Vexes.
Hexes.
Hexes.
Jinxes.
Jinxes.
Psychic powers.
Psychic powers.
Bewitchments.
Bewitchments.
Potions.
Potions.
Charms.
Charms.
Incantations.
Incantations.
Spells.
Spells.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
And sorcery.
And sorcery.
We break all cords.
We break all cords.
Snares.
Snares.
Controls.
Controls.
And bondages.
And bondages.
We ask that the power of God,
we ask that the power of God
be manifested.
Be manifested.
We command the demons
to go to Tartarus,
with the fallen angels,
or wherever
Jesus sends them.
We
use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and cover us with the blood of the Lamb.
We agree with the covenant,
of the blood.
We use the Psalms,
as
imprecations,
and pronouncements,
against the enemies of God,
and call down
the wrath of God
upon spiritual foes.
We sing the songs
about the blood of Jesus.
We command that every knee to bow
and tongue to confess
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
We come against unholy spirits,
fallen angels,
demons,
devils,
empire of evil,
and the entire kingdom
of Satan and humans and animals.
We come against councils,
principalities,
powers,
world rulers,
and wicked spirits
in heavenly places.
We come against chiefs and kings,
princes,
kingdoms,
dominions,
generals,
rulers,
captains,
centurions,
strong men,
and imps.
Now, those are commands.
This is going to be like closing prayer that I would use after deliverance.
We'll just go ahead and do it now.
So now we've gone from commanding
evil forces. Now we're
praying, coming back and praying to God.
Okay, we pray for healing
from the works of the demons.
We bind all remaining demons
until they can be cast out
or leave of their own accord.
We ask angels
to be stationed on their properties
to guard us.
We loose godly spirits
from the Lord
to operate in our lives.
We agree to cleanse
our beings,
possessions,
and homes
of unclean objects.
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Okay, you can be seated.
How'd you like it?
That was a long one.
Okay, now
we're putting this into practice. I'm trying to teach you so you can put it into practice.
And also that the Holy Spirit will show you more than what I'm just teaching you here.
Okay, now the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to put this into practice,
and I'm going to ask for some volunteers here, and I think they'll agree to volunteer.
But first, we're going to enter into spiritual warfare for Bill and Peggy Goodson, and Jim and Mildred Coffey,
and we're going to do this. We're going to personalize these commands. We're personalizing these commands for these two couples.
Okay, I felt like Brother Doc, I'm asking you to be my volunteer. So come up here, and I want you to do what I just asked you to do.
Okay.
I want you to enter into spiritual warfare for Bill and Peggy Goodson and for Jim and Mildred Coffin.
I want you to command. I want you to enter into spiritual warfare. And not pray, but I want you to enter into spiritual warfare.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord God. By the authority of the living God, Satan, I inform you that I'm coming against you from the power of the third heaven, high above all principality and all power and every name that's named in this world and the world to come. I stand at the foot of the throne because I've been raised up with Jesus Christ. And Scripture says Jesus was raised high above all principality and power to the throne of God. And he says in Ephesians 2:6 that I have been raised with him. And I stand at the foot of the throne of God. And I stand for my brother Jim and Mildred. In the name of Jesus, I stand for my brother and sister Jim and Mildred. And I stand for my brother Bill and Peggy. In the name of Jesus, I stand for them now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command these spirits of the fluid in the chest to be gone. I bind all infirmity spirits. I break every curse that's ever been spoken against them in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in condemnation, we shall refute and refuse. We refuse to hear these curses. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We break these curses. We loose them from the effect of these curses in the name of Jesus. Demons, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I loose you from your assignment on them in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power in the name of Jesus. And I command you to be gone. I speak healing and restitution. I speak the healing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. For surely, Lord, you've borne all the infirmities and sorrows and sickness and pain. And I speak healing. Flesh, I speak to you, and I command you to line up with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. For the Word of God says they've been healed. To be healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That's wonderful. Okay, now the next part of our lesson is we're going to enter into spiritual warfare for Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. This includes those who live here, those who work here, those who minister here, and those who come to be ministered to. I think I got everybody. Okay, the volunteer for this is Glenn. Come up, Glenn. I want you to enter into spiritual warfare here.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, that name to which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, it is written that in Jesus' name we have authority over all the powers of Satan. And this afternoon, Father, we come and take that place of authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I stand here in behalf of myself, in behalf of the campground and all that this place represents. I stand and I take dominion in Jesus' name over you, Prince, that's assigned to this place, and over all the demon hordes that's assigned against this place to destroy it. I bind you and break your assignment. I put you underfoot. I bind your power and break your dominion in the name of Jesus. I pull you down off your throne, you principality over this place, and I declare that Jesus is Lord and that you will not succeed. I declare that Jesus is ruler over this place, and that in the name of Jesus we will prosper for the glory of God, that we will prosper to see men and women and boys and girls set free, the word will go forth, and that the dominion of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus shall be declared in the earth through those that come and go through this place. I thank you, Father, for your anointing to rest upon those who minister here. We release a fresh and a new anointing to those that minister in this place, and that the glory of the Lord shall be brought forth, and the kingdom of the living God shall be manifested, and men shall know that God rules and reigns because he reigns in the hearts and lives of his people. I break the assignment over this place and over those that are living here, or those that work here, or those that come to help here, and all who come to be ministered to. I release the glory and the anointing of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord shall be manifested in the midst of your people. I praise you for it. I give you praise for it. I thank you for it, for thou art worthy. Amen and amen.
Okay, item number 3, thank you, Glenn, is spiritual warfare for families, churches, ministries, counties, cities, nations, and the world. So this covers everybody outside of us. Okay, I volunteer Tommy. Come up here, Tommy. Tommy's going to enter into spiritual warfare for us in this area right here.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you hear our prayer, first of all. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak, Father, to the nations. We speak to our nation, Father God. We speak to the principalities and powers and rulers over this nation and over this city and over the cities of America. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of Antichrist in Jesus' name to come down. We command all wickedness in high places to come down. We come against the spirits assigned to churches and against ministries, Father God, apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We come against you now. We command you in Jesus' name to shut up. We command your mouth to be closed in Jesus' name. Father, we loose the Holy Ghost and the power of God upon the churches, upon the nation, upon the nations, upon the cities, upon the people of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and over this campground, Lord, over this city, we bind those principalities and powers that's hindered people from coming to these meetings, Father. We take authority and dominion now over them in Jesus' name, over this territory. We bind you, Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we loose, Father God, your mighty anointing in this hour to come forth, Lord God, through your servants, Lord God, through your ministries, through the churches of Jesus Christ. God, speak to the churches, awaken them in this hour. We command the enemy, Lord, to take his hands off now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Tommy. Praise God. Okay, now it looks like I still got some time here. So let's go against some demons. First of all, I want to personalize this. It's not, you get any deliverance you can get. And anybody who understands my voice can get deliverance. But really, I want to orient this to Bill and to Jim. I want to come against personal spirits. And I'm going to do this. I come against infirmity spirits in Bill. I come against spirits of pneumonia, heart attack, fluid in the lungs, brain damage, demons that come in through drugs and medicine, demons that come in to attack any organs and systems of the body. Now, by the Holy Spirit, there is no distance in the Holy Spirit. I speak to those demons within Bill. And my brothers and sisters here agree with me. We stand united in the faith. And we come against those evil spirits now in Jesus' name. We bind you and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Now we command you by the authority invested in us by Jesus Christ to come out of Bill right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Any demons that have come into him in that hospital room because of his treatment, we bind and cast those out in Jesus' name. We break your power and we cast you out. We break your assignment in Jesus' name. And I come against any impending pneumonia because of fluid in the lungs, and I command you to come out. Any type of respiratory ailment, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out of Bill right now in Jesus' name. Any type of respiratory ailment, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. And I come against any type of heart attack or anything that damaged his heart in the name of Jesus Christ, where his heart stopped. We bind and cast out any damage in the heart, any heart attack, infirmity, weakness, sickness. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. And I curse that fluid in the lungs, and I command that to dry up in Jesus' name. And I curse the source of that fluid in the lungs, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Come out of that fluid in the lungs right now in Jesus' name. And I come against brain damage. I bind you and I cast you out. Any brain damage, any blood clots on the brain or any brain damage, we bind and drive. We command you to dissolve in Jesus' name. We command you to come out of Bill right now in Jesus' name. And I come against any type of drugs and medicine, any attack, any allergic attack or any attack like that. We command any spirits of allergy to go in Jesus' name. Or any type of addiction or any type of damage, we bind and cast you out of Bill in Jesus' name. Now be gone. And I come against those demons in his organs, those spirits that would attack any organ in his body or any system in his body. And I bind and I cast you out of him in Jesus' name. Now come out. And I come against the whole family of demons that have attacked him, that put him in the hospital, or trying to keep him in the hospital, that have attacked him while he's in the hospital. We bind and cast those out in Jesus' name. Okay, now what we want to do now is we want to do this for Jim. And I want to personalize this. And Mildred, if I miss something, let me know, and we'll cover that. Okay, and I want you all to agree with me, and we're commanding these demons to come out of Jim now. And I come against these spirits in my brother Jim now. Come out. Come out. I call out spirits of pneumonia, the attack, pneumonia, any type of respiratory demon, I bind and I cast you out of my brother Jim. Now come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Spirits of pneumonia, spirits of in the respiratory tract, I bind and I cast you out. Come out of his lungs right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Damage to his lungs. I come against that damage to his lungs in Jesus' name. Now come out of his lungs right now in Jesus' name. Now come out of that fluid that was in his lungs. I command the damage that was done by that fluid to come out of his lungs in Jesus' name. Now come out of his lungs right now in Jesus' name. And we bind and we cast you out in Jesus' name. I come against that shortness of breath, where he has shortness of breath, and he goes out of breath. Now come out of him. Now come against any heart palpitations and weakness of the heart. Now come out. Any weakness in his heart, I bind and I cast you out of him Jesus in Jesus' name that causes weakness in the heart. We bind and cast you out. We drive you away in Jesus' name. Now come out. Now come out. Any spirits that would cause him to have fluid in the lungs, we curse that. We curse that. I come against that unknown disease. The doctors couldn't determine it. I curse that unknown disease. I curse that demonic disease. And I command you to come out of my brother Jim. Now come out of him right now in Jesus' name. We curse you, demons. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. We bind you. The Lord binds you. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of Jim right now in Jesus' name. Now come against any demons that would cause him brain damage, where he doesn't have enough oxygen in the brain, and where the blood coagulates. I bind and cast out any blood clots and any brain damage, and I bind and I cast you out of my brother Jim. Now come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Now loose him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. And we rebuke and break any attack on him by drugs and medicines that they gave him where he went in the hospital that time and gave him medicines. We rebuke and break and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Any type of drugs and medicine, any damage, any side effects, any allergies, we break and cast you out of my brother Jim in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of him. We'll loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. Now go. I come against any attack on his organs, any organ in his body, any system in his body. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Now come out of him. Come out of every organ in his body, every system in his body. I come against every infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. And I bind and I cast you out of my brother Jim. Now come out of him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Come out of him right now. Come out of and every one of these demons I'm calling out of my brother Jim and my brother Bill, I command you to come out of the people in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, Mildred, did I miss anything? Witchcraft. Okay, we come against. Okay, we break that spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We break the witchcraft on Jim, and we break that witchcraft on Bill. And we know there's many people that out there that basically hate them because of their stand in deliverance and so forth. And we break that witchcraft. And we command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, spirits of witchcraft. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of my brother Bill and out of my brother Jim. Every spirit of witchcraft. We break your power. I come against every cult, spirits of occultism, all witchcraft and all occultism. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of Bill. Come out of Jim right now. Witchcraft and occultism and Satanism. I come against all the satanic attacks. Come out. All the satanic attacks on Jim and Bill. We break and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of their respiratory system, out of every organ in their body, out of their brain. We break your power. We break every curse and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That name above all names. We break your power. I command you to come out of the people too in Jesus' name. Now be gone in Jesus' name. Mildred, anything else? Okay, praise God. Now I'm going to go for some deliverance on the people. And I felt like what God wanted me to work on because of dealing with Jim and Bill was to work on infirmities. Okay, I want to work on drugs and infirmities. Now what happens when you take drugs and medicine is they can allow demons to come in you. You can get addicted to them. They can affect your body. I'm not telling you that every time you take a drug or a medicine you get a demon, but they're not uncommon. So, okay, praise the Lord. Okay, let me lead you in a little prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, please forgive me for taking drugs and medicines, for not having the faith to seek you for healing, for having to depend upon the world of medicine, doctors, and hospitals. I repent, Lord, and I break any curse on me for seeking the world rather than seeking you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Okay, come out. Drugs and medicines. We come against that whole family of drugs and medicines. And we bind and cast you out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out, the whole family of drugs and medicine. Come out, all addictions and appetites. Come out, the addictions to drugs and medicines, the appetite for drugs and medicines. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All addictions to drugs and medicines and all appetites for drugs and medicines, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, addictions to drugs and many other things. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of addiction, especially to drugs and medicines, we bind and cast you out. Now come out, every spirit of drugs. I come against every spirit of bondage and slavery. Come out, spirits of bondage and slavery to drugs and medicine. We come against all craving for an addiction to cigarettes. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Craving for an addiction to cigarettes. Craving for an addiction to alcohol. Come out, every spirit of cigarettes, every spirit of alcoholism. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of cigarettes, spirits of nicotine. Go in Jesus' name. We bind and cast you out. I command you to come out. I command you to those demons to come out of the men's prostate gland. Come out, those demons in the men's prostate gland. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All cigarettes, nicotine, spirits in the prostate gland. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of amphetamine. Come out, spirits of amphetamine. We come against all medical and slang names for drugs and medicines and cast them out in Jesus' name. Come out, all barbiturates. We bind and cast you out. Spirits of barbiturates. Be gone in Jesus' name. Come out, all craving for and addiction to drugs. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of downers, fantasy, flashback, habit, methadone, phenobarbital, THC, hashish, pipe smoking, unreality, and many others, and fears. Come out. We come against all demons that come in through street drugs. Come out, every demon that comes in through street drugs, like crack and so forth. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name.
They would come against every spirit that comes in through physicians and pharmacies. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of Apollo and Apollyon. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit with scapulas, all gods and goddesses that are in the physicians and the pharmacies and so forth. Come out, all gods and goddesses referred to. We break that Hippocratic oath, and we break it over us in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of Caduceus, Pharmakia, pharmacy, pharmacist. Come out, all witchcraft and sorcery. Come out, spirits of witchcraft and sorcery. Spirits of Pharmakia, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all drug groups. We come against every spirit that comes in through the drug groups. We come against painkillers, tranquilizers, antidepressants, sedatives, hypnotics, hallucinogens, narcotics, stimulants, and depressants. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. We come against all demons that come in through taking drugs and medicines. Come out, spirits of nervousness, confusion, mind control, tension, anxiety, and worry. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we come against every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. We command, we stir you up and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against the ruler demons. We come against princes, kings, and world rulers of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. And we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you hopeless and helpless. We bind you up tightly with chains by the Lord. Now come out, spirits of accident and backbreaker, accident prone, traumatic shock and bone breaker. Come out in Jesus' name. We come against those hated demons of paralysis, and we bind and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of paralysis. We call that spirits of crippling, depression, despair, affliction, deformity, discouragement, suicide, demons in the spinal cord, atrophy, hopelessness, death, and scar tissue. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the paraplegics and quadriplegic demons. We bind and cast those out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all roots of infirmity. We command you to come out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out. Shame and embarrassment, troubled will and conflict, curse of Jezebel, acupuncture and acupressure, hypnotism and demonism, astrology. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Come out all rebellion and idolatry, resentment and envy, vanity and pride, witchcraft and the occult, Taoism and pantheism, psychic metaphysical healing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We come in spirits of grief, disobedience, curse of the law, envy and jealousy, reincarnation, spiritual or Christian sign. Okay, let's work on me. You know, I lost my wife and come up here, Mildred. We're going to work on me. Okay, I don't know whether I have a natural spirit of grief. I don't have natural grief or demonic grief. And Mildred was praying for me the other day. And so I want all of you to pray like you're going to come against a spirit of grief. Let's see if I got a spirit of grief. If I do, if I got a demonic spirit of grief, I definitely don't want it. If I got natural grief, I want to go through my natural process. So I turn over to you.
In the name of Jesus, I call that grief out in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Let him go. Let him go. Turn him loose and come out of that grief, that unnatural spirit of grief, that grieving spirit. Come out of him. Come out of there. You let him go. Let him go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break your hold over Gene in Jesus' name. You let him go. Let him go. Come out of there. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen him. Loosen him and let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no right there. His blood bought, redeemed and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're trespassing on God's property. Come out of there. Come out of there now. He doesn't want you. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, Gene. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let him go. Let him go. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. I break your hold over him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Kula sini mahato. Yakone maninita. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now healing. Bring healing, Father. Bring healing. Bring peace and healing to every part of his being. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yay, Monica.
Let me give you
praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Mildred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, we come against some more demons here. Okay, let's come against ailments. We come against tooth decay, tuberculosis of the bone, skin cancer, colitis, bowel upset, kidney stones, kidney panic, scalp ailments, inability to sleep, pestilence, inflammation, hemorrhoids or hemorrhoids, schizophrenia, Huntington's chorea, scab, measles, smallpox, blasting, prevents growth, brutishness, unteachable ignorance, female cancer, uncontrollable body odor, heart attack, astonishment of heart,
venereal disease, inflammation of a fungus, infection of sex organs. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of people right now. Every demon is called out. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of leukemia, acne, menstrual cramps, cancer of bowels, cancer, kidney failure, heart disturbances, falling hair, aimlessness, consumption or tuberculosis, botch or boils, blindness, La Tourette syndrome, muscular sclerosis, spinal meningitis. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. We come against cancer of the bone, carbuncles, diarrhea, eye trouble, hernia, kidney infection, melancholy, sadness, restlessness, futility, fever, madness, encephalitis, polio, stroke, St. Vitus veins, and scoliosis. Come out in Jesus' name. Now come against every disease found in the Bible. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of ague, blemish, broken-handed, canker, dwarf, flux, impotent, issue, leprosy, maim, pestilence, scurvy, withered. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of blains, blindness, broken-footed, crook-backed, hemorrhoids, gangrene, infirmity, itch, lunacy, murrain, scabs, sores, worms. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of boils, botch, bruises, dropsy, flattened nose, halt, inflammation, lameness, madness, palsy, skull, wind, and wounds. I command every demon, every root memory scar nest and have your ruler demon and lesser demon, we command you to come out. Every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, we command you to go in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up my brothers and sisters now, everyone under the sound of my voice and under the sound of this tape that goes out around the world. And I pray now for your healing, Lord, that you would heal them the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Lord, that you would heal them of every problem that they have, every infirmity, Father. And Lord, we look to you. You're the great healer, the divine physician, the master surgeon, Lord. We look to you, Father. We're supposed to look to you first, Lord. And give us, Lord, build our faith and confidence and trust in you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, just touch us now. Lord, come down by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Come down and show your love to this people, Lord. I just pray that your love would just flow over them, Father. And that you'd show them how much you love them by your Holy Spirit, Father. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done here, Lord. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Now, anything I missed? Anything that the Lord is telling you that I missed? Anger? Okay, I'm just going through basic deliverance. We come against rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, rejection by mother and father, rejection by brothers and sisters, rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, and we command you to come out in Jesus' name. And we come against bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Every spirit of bitterness, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. We come against spirits of rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We demand the complete cleansing in the areas of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. You must go. You have no choice. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit. Tommy. Okay. Right. I had a skin cancer on my nose one time. It really surprised me at the height of my ministry. I didn't think that could happen, but it did. I was prayed for it, and I had to cut off. Okay, skin cancer is common. Okay, I come against the skin cancer in the people. The skin is the largest organ in our body. I come against spirits of skin cancer. Skin cancer comes in through exposure to the sun. I come in all the diseases of the skin. I come against every disease of skin, like psoriasis and warts and growths and tumors and so forth. I come against those and I command you. I curse those. I curse those in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse every spirit of skin cancer. I curse any demons that are cancerous. I curse any growths that are cancerous or non-cancerous. I curse you in Jesus' name. I command you to die and I command you to come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Come out of them. Every spirit of skin cancer. Now come out. I break the curses that would come down through the inheritance. I break every curse that would come down through our ancestors for skin cancer or for cancer. I break those curses and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. And I come against every demon that comes in through bitterness. I come in spirits of cancer and arthritis that come in.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.